news, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us. He's doing stretching because he's a fabulous producer. He needs to be fit for that. He is Mr. Rob Center on the other side of the glass, and Matt Catrillo's in the newsroom monitoring traffic. He says all the usual delays are gummed up right now. In the studio with us now, Joe Feer is here. He's from Beavertown. He's a Republican candidate for Snyder County Commissioner. Welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you very much, Mark. Thank you for having me.
Tell me why you are running for Snyder County Commissioner.
Roughly 3 years ago, I made a decision that this is what I wanted to pursue in my life, to be able to serve the county. And it was with the help of my pastor within my church that we started an outreach program within the community. And at the women of the church had already started a clothing and food giveaway, and we just pursued a little bit further with that. And between he and I, and we implemented a breakfast for these folks as they were coming in. And it just gave me a great satisfaction of gratitude to be able to help people that were in need. And, you know, at this time, I found out that it wasn't just that they hungered because they needed something in their bellies for the morning, but a lot of these folks were absolutely just craving conversation, and it just made me want to be able to serve and help these people even more. And at that time, I realized that this could be done on a lot broader scale by reaching out through serving the county as a commissioner.
All right. And some of the time that you were there, you were donating not only your time, but some of your funding. But you are a former Woodmode employee. So tell us about this transition.
Yes. 2 days ago, we all, myself and all my coworkers, were handed a letter at the very end of the day letting us know that we were permanently displaced. This is not something new to me. I've been displaced once before. I had previously worked at Beavertown Weaving Mills, and when that was sold out, I was displaced there. And so I understand a little bit what's going on, and I understand what the feelings of the people are they're having right now. They're scared. They're confused. They don't know really where to turn for help. And with that being said, they're really going to have to look towards their government officials so that they can step up and give them some kind of guidance on what they can do for health benefits, expediting their unemployment benefits that gets rolling for them, all these sort of things. It's if there's someone helping you out that's genuinely interested in guiding you, it's a little bit comforting to know that you have somebody helping you.
Have you formulated a plan for your weeks and years ahead as far as employment?
Well, my weeks and years ahead hopefully would be as a Snyder County Commissioner to be able to serve the county. This will take place on May 21st is the primary.
Next Tuesday.
Yes, next Tuesday. It's right around the corner. I've been working hard to get out and meet as much of the community as I possibly can. I've been going door to door, and I may not have been able to reach every single door, but I want everybody to know that I have been diligent to try to get out where you can know who I am and put a face to my name. With the literature that I have been handing out, even if you weren't at home, there was a telephone number on the back of each piece of literature. So I am accessible. I can be reached at any time, and welcome any calls for conversation on needs and concerns that you may have.
That's Joe Feer, F-E-E-H-R-E-R.
That's correct.
So if folks are clear on who we're talking to, if elected, you'll be a full-time commissioner?
Oh, absolutely. And let me define what I call full-time. When I say full time, I myself will not be involved with any other type of business. I myself will not have any other type of employment. I will be solely focused on the county and the citizens that reside in Pennsylvania 100%. There's an idea that I have in mind that I would like to have time set aside each day that phone calls can be received from the general public within the county, and possible visitations that there will be a time set aside for the public to be able to come in and sit down and chat with me. I would like to keep it that way before I enter out on my day's routes on what has to be taken care of.
All right. Other ideas you'd like to implement if elected?
Other ideas. I do have ideas as far as economic growth, but at this present time, I kind of would like to keep them to myself until the election unfolds. I do have an idea that could possibly generate a large tax base. It would all be contingent on what would possibly happen with the building down at the Susquehanna Valley Mall. It's a couple days ago there was an announcement of a possible sheriff's sale. And I do have a possible idea on what we could pursue there that would generate a fairly large tax revenue.
Yeah, get some more people in the mall. We don't see many people there, so they've got to get more foot traffic there. Some of the experiences I know from having preached to you here at Beaver Lutheran Church, and you're on council there, 10 years on church council and still on church council, and you're council president right at the moment?
Not at the moment. Okay. I am not. I have relinquished that, at least for the time being. And when this got started with the campaign for county commissioner, I was asked to serve as council president once again, and I had to decline at that time because I didn't feel that I would have the proper amount of time to devote that I felt I would need to serve as council president. But yes, I've been on the council for 10 years. That's been four terms, and I'm now working on my fifth term. So,
all right, Beavertown Borough Council. Tell us about that.
I served. I was elected and served in 2008 on Beavertown Borough Council. At that time, I was on the Roads and Streets Committee. I was on Property and Grounds Committees to take care of the borough buildings. And I worked closely with creating the budget, managing the budget. I worked with the employees of the borough, and I have experience as far as what with highway aids and this sort of thing. So, I have heard in the past from some folks, what kind of experience do you bring to the table? And I work with the budget within our church. I work with the budget within our own borough in Beavertown, and I feel comfortable with working with the budget within the county. It's a lot more line items than what I'm used to right now, and it's a little bit different with the all the different grants that come in, but I feel confident that I can easily transition into this, and it won't be a problem.
We have a possibility of a new board of commissioners altogether there. Joe Kantz is the only individual who's running as an incumbent. The possibility always exists that he won't get reelected, so you'd have three new commissioners there. You certainly are going to have two new commissioners. Perhaps you'll be one of them. Your thoughts on this idea that you have all freshmen in the county courthouse?
I don't see that it really is a problem with having all new commissioners. With all new commissioners comes all new ideas. It comes with all fresh minds and fresh eyes and fresh ears to hear what the needs and concerns of the county really are. Let's not forget, back in 2008, there was two new commissioners that were elected to the commissioner position, and shortly thereafter, the only incumbent resigned, which brought in a third new commissioner as an appointed seat. So with only a year or 10 year, there was three basically new commissioners operating in this county. And, you know, we have an excellent chief clerk that's currently working within the courthouse. And I have full respect for him, and that he will keep us on the straight and narrow on what we need to be taken care of, and it will just be a learning curve for us also.
Sometimes in a political campaign you hear the phrase, it's time for a change.
Yes.
Does that apply here?
I believe it does. I really believe it does. And, you know, it's not a unique situation to have three new commissioners within any one county. I'll use the example of out in Butler County, PA. The last election, they had three new county commissioners come on board. And if this was going to be a problem, I think maybe we would have seen something there as being very recent. But all three of those candidates are running unopposed, so something must be working.
In Snyder County, time for a change?
Yes, time for a change.
How so? Why so?
Once again, I go back to where it's time for maybe a fresh idea. It's something that we have to start to look for a way to diversify our economic growth. We are so housing dependent, I should say, the housing market. You look up and down the valley at how many places of business is, it depends on the market itself. Now we lost Wood Mode, so we lost that tax base, and now we have so many young people that are graduating high school, graduating secondary school, and we need to create a diversified economy that is going to allow these people that want to stay within Snyder County and call this place home, but don't have the opportunities to remain here.
How can people get more information about you?
I have a phone number that I can be reached at any time. It is 570-809-1174. And I also have an email. It is jjfear@yahoo.com.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in today. Joe Feher, F-E-E-H-R-E-R. It's got extra letters.
Yes,
in it
does.
But that is fine. I'll Beavertown Republican candidate for Snyder County Commissioner. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.